had another message, and I just, you know, sometimes I'll do that. I'll look at it and say, nah, I ain't going to do this one yet or whatever. So the message we're going to be looking at in 1 Samuel chapter 30, and we want to look at verse 6. That's where we're going to start at, 1 Samuel chapter 30 and verse 6. And this is a time when David was in trouble. It says, and David was greatly distressed. Here the man of God was, he was in a hard way. And it says, it just didn't say he was distressed. It said he was greatly distressed. And sometimes God's people are that way, aren't they? There's many different kinds of distresses can take hold of people's hearts. And that's what happened to David. If it happened to David, it could happen to anybody else too. I think just because you're born again don't mean you don't have hard times at times. And so we're not exempt from that. But God will give you strength to hold up. All God's people say it. And that's an important thing to remember. So David was greatly distressed, for the people spake a stone in him. Now you can see why he was greatly distressed. They were angry at him, and the people wanted to stone him. That's his own people. They wanted to stone King David. Can you imagine that? And it says, and because the soul of the people was grieved, and every man for his sons and for his daughters. Now, here's the last part of it and the main point of the message this evening. David encouraged himself. Let's say that together. David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. And that's what people need to do whenever, I mean, distresses in this life is always going to come. They're going to take different forms, different ways. But this text, one of the things that it will do for us today, it'll show us what to do when we're in a time of distress. How you handle it? How do you handle it? What do you do when you're in a season or a time of distress? How do you handle it? So that's what we're going to be looking at tonight. I just got 5 points. I'll try to cover them relatively quick, and I should be able to do it. But let's go and get to verse the very first point that we're going to look at. What are we going to do when you're in distress? Number one, you need to get alone with God and pray. That's the first thing you need to do. That's the very first thing you need to do. When you're in a season of distress, the first thing you need to do is to get alone with God and pray. Now, you'll get strength the moment you pray. Now, it might not change certain things in your life immediately or later or whatever, but just praying to your God gives you immediate strength. So I think that's the first thing God's people should do whenever they're in a time of distress. Usually what people do, and I've noticed it a lot, is they tell everybody else about their distress, but they don't tell God about their distress. And God's the only one that can do anything about it anyhow, usually. God's the only one that can do anything about it. So when there's a time of distress comes, hardship comes, what do? Well, the thing you do is you get alone with God, and the first thing you do is you pray. That's the first thing you do. You don't wait, you pray. And God's able to do things. Do y'all agree? And God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or even think. So it's important that we do these things. We need to, first thing we do is we need to pray. We can strengthen ourselves in the Lord our God. Have you ever strengthened yourself in God? We had that in the Old Testament where God's people would take and put all their strength on the Lord their God. And that's what we're supposed to do. I think that what we, and I've done it myself, but sometimes we do the complaining first. We do the complaining and the quarreling and all these things. What good does that do? I don't know any goodness that comes from that. I think what you need to do when times are hard, and I think what you do is you get alone with the Lord and you pray. You ask the Lord to help you. And you ask the Lord to give you strength. Like we say, He's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above what you ask or even think. And you got to remember that. He can take a situation that looks hopeless, and He's able to turn it around. He's able to turn it around. And that's how we pray. Sometimes we have people that are sick, and sometimes we have people that are hurting, and sometimes we have people that are drifting. How do you handle all that? Well, you pray. You pray for them. Pray and maybe get in touch with them and try to get them to come back and things of that nature. But you pray. That's what you do. That's what God's people, that's how we respond. When times of distress it comes, that's how we respond to it. We respond by praying, and praying can indeed change things. So that's what I do. When hardships come, I get alone with God and pray. That's what I do. And I pour out my heart to Him. I tell Him what's bothering me. I tell Him what hurts and all these different kinds of things. And I just pour it out to Him. Aren't you glad you can talk to Jesus? I hope you talk to Him. I hope you get, I'm hyper, so I can't sit still. I don't pray good sitting. I pray good walking. I have to walk, and then you know that already. But I like to walk, and I like to pray when I walk. And I can go through that, buddy. And it's good for exercise, too. But the main reason I do it is because it just keeps me on track. It keeps me on track. So what we are going to do is you need to get alone with God and pray. When you're in a time of hardship, that's the first place you need to go to is go to Jesus. Everybody in the house agree? That's the first place you should go to is Jesus. Get alone with Him. Get alone with Him. Here's what the problem is. Everybody tells everybody else, but the first person you should tell is God. That's the first person you should go to. And because God's the one that can do something about it. Y'all agree? God's the one that can do something about it. So the first person that you go to is Him. And what God can do through prayer is He can strengthen you. And let me ask you a question. Have you ever been strengthened by God? Have you ever experienced the God strengthening you in times of hardship? Man, there's nothing like that. I mean, I've went through several hardships, and our whole church has went through several different hardships over the past months and the past year and things. But God's still on His throne, and God's still in control, and God is working all things after the counsel of His own will. So I know God's got it, so I don't worry about it. God's got it. Let's say that together. God's got it. Turn it over to the Lord. So get alone with God and pray. Number two. Here's the second point that I want to give you. Get alone to God with prayer. Then number two, get alone with God's book. We don't realize how great this thing is. This is amazing. You go back years and years and years ago, nobody had their own Bible. Really, they didn't. The Bible was being made through the Old Testament and down into the New Testament, and with the prophets, with the apostles, and eventually, word was printed. Eventually, the word was printed. And let me read on. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him. because of the soul of the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself, there you have it in, he encouraged himself in the Lord his God. How do you encourage yourself in God? That's what the message is about. Here's some ways that you can encourage yourself in God. Number two is to get alone with God in his book. Everybody should have a Bible. Everybody should have a Bible. And you should read it. You should read it. It's important that God's people have a Bible so that they can read it and take it in and think about it. Part of growing is you think, not only do you just read it, but you think about what it means. When I do a sermon or I'm going through a text, I think about what the text means. I want to know what the text means so that I can share it with you, you know. So we should do that when we study. We're trying to see what the author has to say with regard to the Scriptures. And beloved, in history, for us to have both Old and New Testaments in our hand, like I told you before, when we go to heaven, I can imagine some of them old saints of God that maybe just had portions of it in the Old Testament. And I bet they'd say, well, you had the whole book? You had the whole book? I bet you couldn't get out of it. Well, a lot of people don't read their Bibles. And a lot of God's people don't read their Bibles either. And there needs to be a regimen of time set apart to read God's Word. All God's people say it. There needs to be a time that you sit down with a pen or a piece of paper or whatever it might be, and talk to the Lord through prayer, but also get in the book. Take in the book. Write down things. Sometimes when I study in the Scriptures, I'll write down things. I say, what in the world does that mean? And then I'll go down, and I understand this verse, then I'll go down here and I don't understand the next one. But I keep looking for it. And I ask God to show me things. If you ask God to show you, do you think He will show you? He'll show you things. I've learned things from the Lord. I'm not saying He talked to me out of heaven or anything of that nature, but He gave me a book that came from heaven. He gave me a book. Beloved, I really believe in a lot of places God's people ain't reading their Bibles. And I'm not just saying reading. I'm talking about study. Man, I love to sit down and study a scripture, work through a text, and God's people should spend time in God's Word. Your children should see you reading your Bible. Your grandchildren should see you reading your Bible. Because that means it's important for grandma or mama or mom or dad. If it's important for them, then it's important for us, isn't it? So it's something that we must do. All right, the message title is How to Strengthen Yourself in God. Number one, you get alone with God and pray. You got the first one. Number two, you get alone with God's book, which is the Bible. All right, let me give you a test real fast. And this includes me and everybody else. How much time do you spend in God's book, in God's Word? How much time do you spend in it? Now, what is good to do is compare TV time with study time. And then you see which one comes out the best. Which one should come out the best? Well, really should be study time, shouldn't it? I mean, the majority of God's people should, that are born again, should have a desire to get in His book and study and learn from it. And God has, I tell you, it's unbelievable what God has done for our generation. Y'all agree? He's done great things for our generation. We got our own Bibles. We got freedom of religion right now, don't we? No one's kicked the door down yet and tried to stop us from doing it. God has blessed us. God has blessed us in a mighty way. So let's move on. We can draw strength through his book, and we can draw strength through prayer. Those are two ways we draw strength. And if you don't do those two things, you'll drift. Over time, you'll get cold. The Bible calls it waxing cold. So you need to spend time doing that. If you don't spend time doing that, you're not going to be close to Jesus. How do you get close to Jesus? You spend time with him. You get friends that you love, and you get these friends, and they come over, and they spend time with you, and all these kinds of things, which is good. But, beloved, we got to spend time with the Lord. We have to spend time with him. We have to be close to him. Beloved, the closer you are to Jesus, the happier you'll be. The farther you drift away from him, the more miserable you'll become. All God's people say it. That is so very true. All right, stay with me. This is number three. Get alone with God and cast your cares on him. Do you got any cares this evening? You got anything bothering you? You know, we worry a lot. Sometimes I worry a lot. Do you got any worriers in the congregation? Raise your hand if you do. I dare you. Yeah, we get worries. What good's worry do? Nothing. Make you sick over a period of time. Make you sad. It does all of those kinds of things. It doesn't help you really in any way. Well, so what do? Well, you get alone with God and you cast your cares upon him. Do you got a care? You got a hardship? You got something that's eating you alive on the inside? What do? You turn it to the Lord. You give it to him. Scripture says, cast your burden upon the Lord, and he will sustain you. Y'all believe it? He will sustain you and give you the ability to move on and move ahead. That's why it's important. The text that we're looking at really puts an emphasis on having closeness to him. And like I said in the beginning part of it, the closer you get to him, the happier you will be. The farther you drift away, the more sad you'll become. Got to be close to Jesus. All right, let's move down to verse 4. Get alone with God and remember his promises. Now, there's all kinds of promises for God's people. I could preach for a big series on promises if you wanted to. I can do that sometime. But you get alone with God and remember his promises. Hebrews 13:5 says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And by the way, that's a double negative. It's like saying, I will never, never, never leave thee nor forsake thee. So it's a kind of a compound word with it. Never, never leave you nor forsake you. Boy, that's a great promise, ain't it? That means I'm never alone. That means God's always with me, doesn't it? God's always with me. And sometimes when things of life go sour, what do? You draw strength from your God. You draw strength from your God. So get alone with God and remember his promises. And I just give you one. God will never, never, never forsake you. He'll never forsake his children. And one of the greatest blessings we have is He'll never leave us nor forsake us. Isn't that a wonderful way to live? Knowing what He's done for us in salvation, it's a wonderful thing. All right, number five. Here's what we've covered so far. Get alone with God and pray. Get alone with God and pray. Number two, get alone with God's book. This is how you strengthen yourself. See, God's given us the ability to strengthen ourselves, but He's also given us a book and prayer to be able to do it. And that's what we do. So we get alone with God and cast our cares on Him. We don't carry our cares. What good does it do to carry it? You got to cast it. And that's the problem. People don't cast it. They carry it. It's like carrying a load. And after a while, what will happen to it? It'll break you down. It'll suck all your joy. It'll suck all the joy out of you. You have to unload it on someone that can handle it. And the only one that can really handle it is our God. So you put your strength in your God. You trust in your God, okay? All right, this is the last one. Get alone with God. Get alone with God and be able to call them up by memory. That was my last point. Get alone with God and be able to call them up by memory. What am I talking about? The promises. You got to be able to call the promises up. God has given us many great and precious promises. You got to be able to call them up. God's done a lot of great things for us. Do y'all agree? Man, He saved our soul. Is that a blessing? Who opened your heart? God did. He opened our hearts. He drawed us to Himself. Did He make us alive? Yeah, He gave you the new birth. I mean, I could go on. You can go on and on all night long what all God has done for us in salvation. And these things are absolutely, absolutely priceless. They're absolutely priceless. And these are the things that helps you in your life. You don't let the things of the world beat you down. You draw strength. And that's what the message is about. You draw strength from your God. I think it'd be a shame having the God that we have that's perfect, has all power, has all strength. Who else should we go to? Who else should we go to? We go to Him. So, how do you handle things when you're in a time of or season of sorrow? Or how do you handle it? You get alone with God and pray, number one. Number two, get alone with God's book and take in the teaching from it. Number three, get alone and cast your cares upon Him. Number four, get alone with God and remember His promises. And then number five, get alone with God and call His blessings to memory. All God's people say it. Let's all stand. Thank you for your attention this evening. Good to have you this evening. Had a big crowd this morning for us.